For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. The WKU Hilltopper football team finds itself playing the role of David this weekend, with Goliath taking the form of the number one ranked team in the country, the Alabama Crimson Tide. In the season-opening win last Saturday against Austin Peay, senior wide receiver Marcus Vasquez didn't have a particularly amazing stat line, just one catch for 25 yards. But the fact Vasquez was on the field at all is a tribute to the power of the human body, spirit, and the miracle of modern medicine. Kevin Willis explains.
Marcus Vasquez flashes a smile when he's asked about the last play of last year's game against Indiana State. But it's the kind of smile you give when you're about to delve into a painful memory you'd rather forget. The game was a blowout. The Hilltoppers trailed 44-16 at home. On the game's final play, quarterback Kawan Jakes threw the ball to Vasquez, who explains what happened next.
Caught a pass coming across the middle, turned upfield, safety was coming down and hit me. Stuck my foot in the ground to avoid him. As soon as I planted, my knee buckled and popped, and I was down. End of the game. Over.
Marcus Vasquez had just suffered an injury no athlete wants to endure, a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his knee, the dreaded ACL injury.
Felt like somebody had a shotgun on my knee and just blew it off. Exactly what it felt like. I can't explain it no other way.
The term ACL is one that has become commonplace with athletes and sports fans. When an athlete suffers a torn anterior cruciate ligament to his or her knee, that individual knows that almost without exception, it's a season-ending injury. In just a split second, an athlete is confronted not only with the pain running through his body, but the possibility of months of intense rehabilitation away from the football field, basketball court, or soccer field. The ACL runs from the femur, or thigh bone, to the tibia, the leg bone below the knee. The ACL helps keep the knee properly centered as opposed to being loose and wobbly. When a WKU football player tears an ACL, Danny Cobble is usually the first person to speak to that athlete about the injury. Cobble is the WKU head football athletic trainer.
I like to put a little bit of time between the actual injury and then telling them the injury so that we can kind of get emotions under control, because a lot of them are going to be upset and they feel like, man, I'm out for this game. And in the back of our minds, we're thinking you're out for the season. So we want to try to manage their emotions so that they understand when we tell them what's going on, what we need to do.
I mean, I have my hopes, you know, hopefully it's nothing too serious, but I felt it pop.
Again, WKU wide receiver Marcus Vasquez.
You know, you always got it in the back of the mind, man, it could be my ACL. I don't know what it is, but I felt something. I hope it's not too serious. You know, your hopes up, you're praying to God that it ain't nothing too serious, but it's there, it's reality, you felt it.
The knee injury suffered by Marcus seemed especially cruel. In 2010, he suffered a broken collarbone that ended his sophomore season prematurely. Now, after rehabbing and coming back from that injury, Vasquez found himself again flat on his back on an athletic training table being checked for another potential season-ending injury.
So to hear that my season might be done, third game of the season again, it killed my spirits.
WKU football athletic trainer Danny Cobble confirmed the 22-year-old's worst fears. His ACL was torn, and he was once again out for the season. Cobble says following such an injury, he and his staff will meet within a day to start mapping out a plan to get that athlete back on the field by next year's preseason practices. Part of that schedule includes the surgery to repair the torn ligament. Dr. Reed Wilson knows a lot about ACL surgeries. He's an orthopedic surgeon at Owensboro Medical Health System. Dr. Wilson says one of the cruel things about torn ACLs is that they usually happen when the athlete has made a routine move on the playing field.
We're not talking about a running back running down the sidelines and getting hit.
Instead, says Dr. Wilson, an estimated 70% of ACL injuries to athletes occur in non-contact situations, like when a running back or wide receiver tries to suddenly pivot to avoid a would-be tackler.
Someone's running down the field, they land or pivot in an awkward position, usually being their leg is straight rather than being bent, and then that forceful anterior translation of the leg will tear the ACL.
Dr. Wilson says it's a mistake to think that a surgeon is repairing an athlete's torn ACL. In fact, the surgeon is creating a brand new ligament using bits and pieces from the athlete's own body, including part of another ligament known as the patella tendon.
We take a slice of your patella tendon, about a centimeter thick, which is a little less than half of an inch, and a piece of bone from your tibia, which is your leg bone, and a piece of bone from your kneecap. And then we reconstruct the ACL with that.
An athlete recovering from an ACL reconstruction can expect to wait 4 or 5 months before they can get medical clearance to even jog. During that time, WKU football athletic trainer Danny Cobble and his staff are working almost daily with the athlete on a strict regimen of rehabilitation training. When asked about what this time is like, WKU wide receiver Marcus Vasquez doesn't mince words. Life in rehab stinks, he says.
I hate being in here. I don't like being in here because, I mean, you're injured. So I'd rather be outside the training room. Injured people are in the training room. I don't want to be injured, so I'd rather be outside. But, I mean, the training room has helped me get back to where I am today.
What's this machine called?
It's the shuttle.
Okay.
It's the shuttle. You lay on it. Bands right here. Street bands.
Marcus demonstrated one of the exercises he had to do over and over to rebuild his injured knee. This machine, what he called the shuttle, resembles the letter L, with the athlete lying down and pushing off against a flat surface with his legs. The level of resistance can be adjusted. Marcus says he can now do over 6 times the amount of weight resistance on this machine compared to when he first started his rehab. WKU athletic trainer Danny Cobble says it's important for athletes coming back from a knee injury to understand they aren't just rehabbing the knee. They have to essentially rehab their entire lower body.
We start the calf muscles. You got to strengthen those. You got to strengthen the hamstrings. You got to strengthen the quads. You got to strengthen the hips. The hip supports the thigh bone, so that bone is part of the knee joint. You know, we look at core strength. Good core strength helps support the muscles in the lower body. So it almost turns into a total body rehab process.
And the rehabilitation isn't limited to the athlete's body, says Cobble. It's just as important and often much more difficult to keep the injured athlete's mental outlook sharp and focused, especially when the rehab takes a setback. Cobble says athletic trainers are unofficial team psychologists, tasked with handling 115 young men with 115 different personalities.
You know, there's guys that come in here and they're riding high, and they're like, all right, they're ready to hit the rehab and they're doing good. But life happens. Classes get tough, break up with a girlfriend. So now we have to find a way to get into the head, get them focused on their goals. What do you want to do? Let's come on. We still got things we need to do.
That's a sentiment echoed by wide receiver Marcus Vasquez. He says an athlete rehabbing after a knee surgery has to walk into the training room with the same mental toughness he would if he was entering the field of play. When asked where he currently stands after a year of rehab, Marcus says his knee is about 90% of what it once was. So what will it be like when he takes the field, runs a route, and realizes he's finally back at 100%?
It's going to be a joy. I mean, because it's been a long time coming. I've had 2 knee surgeries, and it's been a year since I've actually played on the field. So to get to 100, it's going to feel great. I really don't know how else to explain it.
Marcus says when he's on the football field, he doesn't worry about re-injuring his knee. He says if the doctors and trainers tell him he's good to go, he believes them. If he injures the same knee again, Marcus says he'll just assume it was meant to be. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.